Seltzer Kings Podcasts.
Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
2, 3, 4.
The world was so big, and I was so small. Your voice was always the loudest of all.
I was going to drink that seltzer that you're drinking right now,
Dave. Well, you told me
I was
going to
drink it with my girlfriend. I was going
to
drink it with my girlfriend, who I like, not you.
He doesn't just like his girlfriend.
I told her I loved her. I do love her.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Had some developments, yeah.
Go ahead. Save it for the podcast.
It went something kind of like this. Welcome to the Danny and Mike minisode.
Is that what you said to her?
Yeah. To my right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Hello,
His right. Texting away, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
This is a no phone zone. Check my email.
Also no
this
bone
is a
zone.
No phone zone.
This is a bone free zone.
And
my name is Jeremy.
And unless Liverpool is playing, I'll allow him to have his little iPad mini so he can watch. Soccer is one of those sports that you can just like glance down at and continue to podcast.
I'm sorry, were you redundant? Did you say little iPad mini? Is there something wrong? Something wrong in there?
That's just a phone
somewhere.
A little iPad mini is just iPhone.
So it's like even.
Okay.
Well, welcome to this minisode. Thanks for tuning in or whatever, however you get
welcome
here.
Welcome to this little sode.
Little sode.
This mini. Is a little this
little
is mini-sode. A little mini-sode.
Little sode
okay,
mini.
Okay, guys. Yeah. All right. You know what? Just why don't you leave my syntax alone?
Okay.
All right, but I still get to charge you for property.
Gentlemen, we have a box that we got in the mail. Again,
mystery box.
Can't remember how it got here. Yeah. I may have given out my address. Mike is swearing he did not give it.
He didn't do it, but Marona has also given out your address before.
Once.
And we got something nice out of it.
Yeah.
So sometimes it could be good. Sometimes it could also be arsenic.
So I'm batting 1,000.
Or there could be a bomb in this.
Well, it's Austin. You know, that's some bad stuff.
We have been to Austin. I don't think we've been to
this
the
box is from Austin?
No.
Oh, my God.
I don't think
God.
That no, we've been to the east side of Austin, but we salute and are thinking about all the people there and hope that they get through this and catch
Absolutely.
The son of a bitches who did this.
Yeah. Well, this box I can almost guarantee is fine. It's from a Patreon subscriber.
Wait, a Patreon subscriber sent us something?
I know. Wow. Not only does he support us on Patreon, but he sent a little box. So, gentlemen, you want to bust into that maybe?
Put it over here.
Thank you, Paul Allen.
Thank you. You can afford it because you are co-founder of Microsoft and you own the Clippers. I remember giving you a shout out on our last mini shout out episode. And for that matter, we should give a shout out to someone else who just asked us if we were going to be recording soon.
All right. Well,
shout out to you.
Do you not know the name?
I think it's Kim. Shout out to you, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Yeah, it is Kim.
So, thank you.
Yeah.
We open the box and the letter reads.
Put it out here, young man, so I could see it.
Danny, Mike. And producer Jeremy.
Oh, he used your title.
You got a title.
He used your title properly. Usually people are like, hey, asshole.
Ooh, longtime listener, first time Patreon giver, gift sender.
I really enjoy the show and am proud to be a member.
Woohoo! Please accept these drinks as a token of my appreciation.
The signed photo is just a little bonus. Your new friend, the Paul Allen, as I properly titled him.
I guess I shouldn't have read this if I wanted this to be a secret.
Dan.
Jeremy, you produced poorly.
No, it said read first.
Yeah, it said read first.
So get off my back.
It said read first.
It
says
read
me.
Yeah,
it doesn't say when.
It doesn't say when. You're right.
Yeah. Okay, so photo between the cardboard.
Between the He sent a headshot.
Hey, Paul, you weren't fucking kidding, man.
Yeah, that's...
For the listener, there's a man jumping up, and in that pure moment of legs up and arms out, a picture was taken.
Not only that, he might be losing a Sharpie in the midst of this.
Oh, wow.
In the midst of this exuberance, he might be losing a Sharpie. Mm-hmm. I can't quite tell from the lighting here at Seltzer King Studios.
Yeah, it does look like there's something popping off there.
But
it looks
like
a blue Sharpie, indeed.
Paul, this is excellent, and the palm trees really give us a sense of space and where you are. And you're kind of a giant among these giants.
A sense of longing for warmer days.
Yeah. We wish we were back in Texas. Paul, this is a sweet photo.
It's going up in the podcast.
Seltzer King Studios.
Sorry about your hands, though.
Yeah, we're sorry that you lost your hands tragically after this picture was
taken. It's okay. Next time we'll get the 11 by 14 print and we'll get the hands.
We'll get the hands,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on to the next.
All right. Here comes digging in the box.
This is a protective envelope for the photo.
Oh, from Gregory Allen, who took the photo.
Thanks, Greg. You're pro.
U-Haul, photo between cardboard again.
Well, this is in case, this is for
this
the
is
people
very
who are
well
going
labeled.
Through. Okay, we got some wrapping.
You hear the wrap?
Get some good wraps.
Okay.
Okay.
Ooh, what's in there?
Okay, I'm going to go first. We have, we have Ranch Water Potential because Paul has sent us Topo Chico. From the delicious Mineraguas. From the Aguas, not from Aguas Calientes, but it's from wherever it's from.
Where is it from? You can read the label. Mike was
tough.
So psyched to grab it.
It's tough. It's from Monterrey, Mexico, which is home of the Monarchs of Monterrey.
Okay.
They're one of
Monterrey
my favorite.
Monarch?
Yeah, one of my favorite soccer teams.
Here's the other part of the.
Lots of bags.
This was so appropriate. This was appropriate because. I got the Topo Chico, and Dan got the weird cans.
What do you mean weird cans?
I don't know.
Okay, first.
Right. I like the
first weird can.
Also, Paul Allen did a wonderful job
packaging. I'm gonna ship all my weed this way. Let's see.
Didn't send weed.
Okay.
Weird cans.
HEB sparkling water. This is a regional brand of seltzer.
Oh, nice. We got some weird cans.
Sweetened sparkling.
I'll take the bullet. Thanks, buddy. Yeah. I'll put this right over here. This one may be more your speed.
Ooh, only in Texas, real ale brewing. Oh, an Axis IPA. Ooh,
nice.
Yeah.
See?
Hey, we don't want it. We should change the name to protect the innocent. I don't know. Shipping alcoholic beverages.
It's fine.
It says it's non-alcoholic.
There you go.
No. Paul Allen has been able to buy off every jury that has ever tried prosecute with his billions from Microsoft. let's check out. This one has a price tag on it, which is good.
All have price tags
on
it.
I'm glad Paul Allen was
are
not.
All very inexpensive.
And they all end in 69. Nice. Thanks, Paul.
Oh, boy.
Danny, what'd you get?
This is a beer that says bite me. I don't know if that's a backhanded compliment or Paul wants to bite me.
I think it's a Pete and Pete reference. It's like bite my scab.
Bite my scab.
There's not a bite my scab.
Wait, well, nice positive spin on that, Mike.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to be there for you.
Ooh, a blonde lager. Yeah. Ooh. Copperhead Brewery.
I think I'm going to take the blonde lager, actually, Dan.
I'm going to be adding to my Untappd app today.
I'm going to trade you the 28th State Stout for my blonde lager.
Ooh,
for a blonde lager.
Good.
Because
this intrigues me. I love the fact that we're getting local Texas craft brew.
Yeah, Paul, thanks for the flavor, man. I really like the snake artwork here on the Bite Me can. And it's interesting that all of these cans are going to start getting more expensive soon due to our steel and aluminum tariffs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But support your local breweries, as Paul has, and mail meticulously, as Paul has. He's an incredible packager.
This thing's as Texas tough on it.
Yeah,
this is their regional grocery store, yeah. HEB, or HEB, if you'd like to put them all together and say it as
Heb.
A word.
I'm going to pop down to HEB and grab a
Heb's
Texas
got
size.
Texas tough.
Grab a bite
toast.
Me.
Oh, man. I'm going to use these bags for something.
Ooh.
Let me guess.
Paul, your gifts keeps
Let me
on
guess.
Giving.
Autoerotic asphyxiation?
They're not big enough.
I think if you sew them together.
I don't know. Then no, you put a hole in the bag. The whole point is...
No, you weld them. I have
the
vacuum. I have the food saver at home. You can weld the bags together.
Maybe you could do a Ziploc t-shirt.
Oh. No, a Ziploc t-shirt would be so incredibly hot.
Yeah.
Unless we put like, holes in it. But you can vent it. At the same time, you can vent it whenever you want.
That was a disgusting Jackass where they made one of them like run around in like a plastic body suit Silver and poop. Collect sweat, and then they drank the sweat.
They had a they have a spinoff called Disgusting Jackass.
Ugh. They had a spinoff called Disgusting
Jackass.
Look,
I think this bag is big enough for us some autoerotic asphyxiation.
Okay, look, I don't want to do that here with you right now. I do that in the privacy of my own.
Do it on your own time, man.
I do that alone. Just in case something bad happens and that's how they find me. Because I just want to be David Carradine.
I want them to know I went with my I went out doing what I love.
I went doing what I love.
Yeah. Yeah.
Once again, autoerotic asphyxiation is funny, but there's nothing funny about suicide, kids. Please
right.
reach out for help and talk to people if you think you're having problems.
That's right.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Do you think you could fit that bag over your head, Danny?
Bag? I don't think he can. His mailbox-sized head, I bet you he could.
For the listener.
No way. I definitely could not.
No, he would. No, but you could fit both hands in it, for sure.
Both hands are
and
in
then
it
we
right
could
now.
Play. And then we could play Danny Ziploc hands.
All right, take your headphones off. He's going to attempt for the listener.
For the listener.
Don't go face first.
No,
don't
you go, never you go face first.
You got to get over the top.
This is part of your...
I don't know. This doesn't feel good, guys.
This is part
guys,
of your Kaganization,
guys,
regime.
Guys, feel funny, guys. Guys?
Yeah, I don't know.
Guys,
we're losing Danny.
Pull it off. Pull it off, man.
No.
Tragically, Paul Allen... You know what that reminded me of? When Superman threw that shrink wrap at his enemies.
Oh, thing. Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, kind of.
Yes, you do.
Shrinky Dinks?
Yes.
He threw Shrinky Dinks?
Shrinky Dinks.
Yeah. Yeah. It was at the one who didn't talk.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He was one of my faves.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're a fan of Og?
I like to breathe.
Me, Og.
Okay.
What?
What? You're talking about Superman?
Superman? So weird.
Old school. Old school
British
Superman.
British director.
Yeah. DC, I don't think, is doing so good. I don't think the Superman movies and all that shit is doing well, especially as well as Marvel.
Their deal,
but
their deal with the
are
WB.
People watching the shit out of The Flash.
Yeah, their deal with the WB,
yeah,
they have The Flash, they have Black Lightning, and
the
Arrow.
CW?
Green Arrow.
Yeah, they have a few. They have a few shows.
They have a DC Legends show.
It's a specific...
You have to be a very dedicated comic book fan
to
really enjoy all of the DC
But if you liked Smallville... You know, and like,
yeah,
sort of
which
like,
I did.
Or it, and if you like, what's the Riverdale? If you like the
Danny
Archie,
loves Riverdale.
If you like the Archie show,
I really do like Riverdale.
I'm saying if you like that look for a show, you will definitely find some DC things.
Oh, come on, what the hell is
Jeremy,
that?
Jeremy, please hang up.
Jeremy,
apparently my phone is connected to my computer.
Wow,
can you disable that somehow?
Yeah, I'm gonna have
to turn it off.
I guess
that's
you could turn your phone off completely, Jeremy.
I'd say you're fired, but then we need the podcast.
Yeah,
right.
How are we going to record?
Right.
So, who's going to?
Plus the names on the board already and stuff.
Yeah,
so it's
that's
like,
true.
Yeah, for the listener, we have a board. So
I already paid rent on this seltzer machine through the end of 2018.
Right.
So
actually, I'm thinking about getting the seltzer machine in here. There's a.
I don't think we have to, as long as Microsoft founder Paul Allen keeps coming through.
That's
the
true.
Paul Allen keeps coming through with these
Topo Chico.
Dude, thank you so much. We are going to make ranch waters from this Topo Chico and be very happy.
Absolutely.
About it. And we will be transported back to.
Is that happening?
To Austin. We don't have to do it right now because
it's.
Let's get those tacos.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere, guys.
Yes, out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah, so?
So that's
no,
that's
not in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean.
Yes.
It's after 12 Eastern Standard Time here.
That's what I mean.
Yeah, so we're not in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah,
no,
the 5 o'clock would...
England is popping off right now.
Not exactly.
England has never popped off.
Yeah, plus we remember that we're in daylight saving time, so actually England is not yet popped off.
Well, it's 4 o'clock. It's happy
right.
hour.
Right, they're having tea time. It's not 4 o'clock. It's tea time.
Okay.
Okay.
It's tea time.
Okay, yeah. So we
okay,
will
so
save...
guess what? No. Now I've moved.
You
I've
want
moved
Texas
to
tea.
I've moved to Czech Republic, where
oh,
it
gosh.
Is clearly
definitely
5
after.
O'clock.
It's definitely knocking off time in the Czech. You know they've rebranded themselves as Czechia.
No.
Did you know that
that
the country?
That.
I'm Jeremy. Fact check this one, please. One fact check on a mini.
First fact check of the mini.
Say that again.
that the Czech Republic has tried to rebrand
They haven't, though.
They have. Rebranded themselves as Czechia, and they attempted a PR campaign.
To call themselves Czechia.
Yes, to raise awareness. Look at it, Jeremy. Thank you.
Czechia.
I don't like it.
I'm telling you the truth.
I don't like it.
This post is from 2016,
I don't think it has changed. Maybe they've rebranded, but the country is still, if you go.
I didn't give a shit about the Olympics, I didn't see how the announcers called them. Hold on, Michael, please. I'm listening.
Just 1 second.
Please go ahead.
Jeremy, can you go to Google Maps
and type in Czechia, and if
the Czech Republic pops up for Czechia, then I will agree that it has been rebranded. But if it gives you some weird ass thing, like, I don't know where the hell this is, then nothing has happened because Google knows everything.
C-Z-E-C-H-I-A. No Y's. It's just because. God damn it, Jeremy. Just search it.
He just did.
I know, but he's not doing it right.
Well, for the listener.
He doesn't trust me. He doesn't trust me to tell him how to spell it as a funny
I don't
part.
Trust you.
You just tried to spell it, both of you, and it looks like fucking pigeon died.
C-Z-E-C-H-I-A.
I don't believe this. And if it's true, then, you know, Budweiser, which made Budvar change their name to Czechvar. Then it should be Czechia.
Just that one time.
No, forever.
What does it say? Right there in the top corner. Blow that up for me, would you, Jeremy?
It says Chesnia.
It does not say
Chechnya.
Below
it says quick facts. The Czech Republic is in Central Europe. So it does do that. It says Prague is right in the dead center.
Okay, well then I'm wrong. I stand corrected. I never heard that. And I just needed confirmation.
You said you were against it and also that I was a liar, which are both true.
You are a liar many times, Michael. You say so many things that I believe for like 10 seconds before I get it.
Those are to make you laugh. And then these ones are true. As you can see, I was correct.
Well,
like I could tell you.
I don't like the rebrand. I would like to get a couple.
Jeremy, you want to play European Capitals?
Czech people.
No, I'd be really bad. I was just looking at my old route when I took a month trip to Europe, and I.
That's what you're doing instead of being present in the podcast.
I was thinking about old times. No, I was doing your fucking fact check, man. Give me a break.
Can you do some polka? Can you do some polka music for the fact check? There I was stomping through Dusseldorf on my search for a sausage. I would not be stopped. And then I became a vegetarian.
The end.
When did you become a vegetarian, Jeremy?
A long time ago. I think it's been almost 20 years.
So when I went to Germany for a month to do the World Cup, I said to Carmine right before I left, I'm not going to eat any, you know, I'm going to miss your pizza. I'm not going to
Carmine apiece, but ladies and gentlemen, the famous drummer. That's who you're talking about.
I said to Carmine, I'm not going to eat any pizza for a month. I'm going to miss you so much. And then all I did in Europe was eat pizza and French fries, basically.
Even places where you wouldn't expect pizza to be good.
They have pizza.
It's really good.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I don't know.
I mean, I was in Germany.
Croatia?
I was in Germany, so I didn't. Oh, well, that makes sense because they all swim across to.
I guess.
Yeah. It's right next to Italy. Yeah. Right on the other side of the Adriatic.
Delicious. Delicious.
It's not across the Tyrrhenian Sea or the Ionian Sea because those are not there.
I'm pretty sure it's the Adriatic.
It's the Adriatic. The Adriatic coast is supposed to be beautiful. You should go there for your.
I've been there.
Yeah.
This should be fun.
I'm going to Portugal.
Could we do a live podcast on the Adriatic coast? Like Split, maybe?
Yeah.
Split.
Well, if you want to send us to the Adriatic coast, go to patreon.com/
We're going
to
be
Mike with.
It turns out that Microsoft founder Paul Allen is going to pick us up in his yacht.
Get in touch with Paul Allen. He'll give you our address.
This guy's a righteous guy. And a shout out to Paul Allen and a shout out to Kim.
And shout out to everybody that supports us on Patreon.
Shout out to everybody who supports us so much.
It does a lot of good for us and helps us keep the wheels moving, and we really appreciate it. If you want to become a patron, go to patreon.com/ Danny Mike with Ian spelled out.
Her name was Jen Parrothead, and we're big fans and very thankful.
Okay, great.
Jen Parrothead, does that mean that she likes Jimmy Buffett?
I think that's what that means.
That makes her a Jimmy Buffett fan.
Yep.
Oh, so you're saying it is 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yeah. There
Kim,
you go.
The fruitcake's in the kitchen, Kim.
That's right.
Jen, for God's sake.
Jen. Well, you said Kim 5 million times.
That was our concierge.
Oh, God.
All right, boys, let's get out of here. My name is Jeremy. You can find me at Remy Balin. I have another podcast called Fresh Beef you can check out. This is at D. Tamburelli, and this is at Michael C. Marona.
I don't have a band, but I have a belief in myself.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you do have a band. Thank you very much.
You do
what
have
the
a
fuck?
Band called
it's
Thunder,
called
Thunder.
Thunder Thunder.
And I have a band called Jounce, and we have a new record out, so go to iTunes and purchase it.
And
or
they're touring.
Stream it, and we're touring, but... I don't know if this will be out when we're touring.
Yeah, it might be.
It could be.
Maybe
yeah.
Not. Maybe. Could be.
Go see the show.
Out. Yeah.
Jounce.org.
Thanks for tuning in, y'all.
Bye.
They heard you say one, two, three, idiot.
The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamburelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by Jeremy Bailey. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also, look us up on Twitter, at Danny and Mike with the and spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
Seltzer Kings. Podcasts.